Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode. Welcome, everyone. My name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach, and today I'm going to be talking to you guys about how you can make men pursue you for quality dates. So, if you're new here, I help Christian single women date to attract their husbands. I basically show you how to date in a quality way so that you enter the right marriage for you. I've been doing this for close to 10 years now. I want you guys to understand how you can make men pursue you for quality dates. So the first thing I will say is you need to make sure you're going on dates with multiple men. I always say this, stop recommitting. A lot of you commit too quickly to the wrong relationships. You commit too quickly to the wrong person. And I'm not talking only about saying this is my boyfriend. I'm not talking only about saying this is the person that I'm dating exclusively, or, you know, this is the only one that's interesting me. I'm talking about your time. You're spending hours thinking about that person. It's not only about talking to them on the phone. It's not only about texting them. It's not only about responding to their messages. They spend a lot of time in your mind. They are taking over your emotional space, your mental space, your spiritual space. That's why you start hearing things God never said. That's why you start hearing, oh, God said that this is somebody that I can marry. God said, and God never said anything. You're just hearing things based on what you want to be true, based on what you feel is right for you. So it becomes very difficult to discern because you have pre-committed yourself to one person. They didn't earn that level of exclusivity. They didn't earn that level of access, but you are giving it freely, fully. And this is why with clients, we make sure that immediately you start the program, I like to work with you on how you have been dating, because I need to understand, where exactly have you repeated patterns that are not favoring the kind of men you're attracting? What exactly are you doing that is a repetitive cycle? A lot of you are literally dating the same person, just a different name, just a different age, just a different location. Same person, same issues, in and out. All of them are not taking you seriously. All of them are not financially in a position to desire to spend on getting to know you. And I mean just taking you out on a date. Just even making the time, showing the effort to show you that they are genuinely interested. You're dating the same man, just with a different name, different occupation, different location, different place you met him. Same issue. And it's because of the way you are approaching dating. That's why the first thing we look at in the Dating to Marry program, that's where I work with you one-on-one, is exactly what are you repeating in the way you are dating currently. Where exactly are you seeing the same patterns again and again and again? And that's what we break down in the program initially, because that's the only way I can help you to be able to understand. You can't locate where you are going without starting from where you are. Let me put it like that. I can't say I'm going to Ireland and I have no idea my current location. How am I going to get there? It's not possible. I need to, if I ask somebody that even knows everywhere, if I go to the airport, if I go, I don't know, if I ask my friend, first thing they're going to say is, okay, where from? Where are you going to Ireland from? What means of transport are you taking? And if you say you don't know, they can't help you. So it's the same way with dating. The problem is the way you are currently dating. It's your present. And one of the areas that you really need to work on to make men pursue you for quality dates. And when I say pursue, I mean they are intentional. I mean they are clear. I mean that it is very much expressed there. There's no room for confusion. There's no room for debating. He is very clear about the fact that he wants to take you out. He's very clear about the fact that he wants to spend time with you. He's very clear about the fact that he wants to get to know you. You need to go on dates with multiple men, because a lot of you are giving too much access too quickly, and it's creating a situation where your value is not being communicated effectively. You're struggling to attract men that desire a quality connection. You are going in and out. You are basically rotating the same cycle of disappointment. You're talking to this guy today, he's nowhere to be found tomorrow. You think this one is serious, turns out he isn't serious. You thought that maybe because your friend introduced you to someone, they would treat you differently. Turns out they had the exact same experience as the last person that you met online. And that's because the problem is not the men. The problem is the way you're approaching the dating process. And I'm going to give you an example of a client of mine. She was fixated on one guy. And what happened as a result of that is she made a lot of what he was doing about her. So the fact that he wasn't calling must mean she's not interesting. The fact that he wasn't expressing intention about going on a date must mean that she's not somebody that is attractive. And that wasn't the case. The problem was she was fixating too much on one guy. And once we were able to work through that with her, once we were able to help her to really dissect how she had gotten to that point mentally, she was able to actively start talking to men. She was naturally able to start attracting men. In fact, the last time we spoke, she was currently talking to two men at the same time, and she was enjoying both conversations. And that's because we switched the way she was approaching the dating process. Because when you start fixating on one man, and this doesn't mean that you start talking to every Tom, Dick, and Harry just because, oh, I must talk to more than one man at a time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you need to be clear about how you are approaching the quality of men you're talking to. Stop fixating on one man at a time. And when you do that, it makes it clear what kind of dating experience you desire. Because when you have options, you're only going to go for an optimal experience. It's when you don't have options that you start settling. It's when you don't have options that you start thinking out of scarcity. But if you have options, you're always going to be thinking out of your best self. Think about it. If somebody offered you three locations for vacation, you're not going to be thinking, what is the worst possible option for me here? No, you're going to be thinking, okay, what are the benefits? What is the best fit for me? Where have I always wanted to go? You're going to be asking questions that are based on abundance because you have options. And it's the same way with dating. That's why I strongly encourage going on dates with multiple men. And in Dating to Marry, when we work one-on-one, I facilitate you through that process so that as soon as you come into my program and we clearly identify where exactly you're repeating that same cycle of disappointment, toxicity, irritation, you know, regret, resentment, once we are able to identify and hone in on that, which we do within the first two sessions, you're in a position to start naturally attracting multiple options of quality men. It is highly important. And the reason I'm really spending time here is because I've seen a lot of you do this. You do it a lot. You give men too much credit for doing the bare minimum. And it's because you're fixating on one man too quickly. It's because you're overvaluing just the littlest things. And one of the ways you can target making sure this doesn't keep happening is making yourself available to go on dates with multiple men. And even for that to happen, you need to be going on dates. You need to be, you know, available to be actively dating. And that's one of the areas that we target in Dating to Marry, because I want to make sure that our clients are able to know how to hold conversations with men, are able to know how to anchor the direction of the conversation, are able to clarify exactly the quality of men they desire and how they can position themselves for that kind of experience repetitively to the point where they are not getting googly-eyed because a guy is buying them gifts. A guy is saying that he sees them as a woman he wants to marry, because that's literally the barest minimum. Okay, so you need to make sure that you are available to go on dates with multiple men. And again, to emphasize, this isn't just every Tom, Dick, and Harry that shows up. In Dating to Marry, work through a process to make sure that you are talking to quality men, not just any man that shows interest, because that's not how I train my clients. That's not what this program is about. We want to make sure that you're having multiple quality experiences, can choose the right partner for you, and you can step into the right marriage for you the way God designs it for you to happen. Okay, now the second thing I want to talk about, let me know if this is resonating with you. If you have any questions that is specific about what I'm talking about, make sure you drop it in the question box. Second thing I want to talk about is you're gonna have to learn how to flirt. Okay, you're going to have to learn how to flirt, right? You guys know that what we teach here, it's not really what I say, accepted in common Christian spaces, but that's not really my business. Me, I teach what the Lord has directed me to teach, and I've seen it work for clients again and again and again and again. And I've seen it work in a way that allows them to express their femininity, let me put it that way, their divine femininity. Because there's a divine femininity that you embody as a woman of faith. You can see it in scripture in Esther. You can see it in Rebecca. You can see it in Ruth. Those are just some examples. You can also see it in Sarah. There's divine femininity that is meant to naturally express itself in you as you go through the dating process, so that you naturally attract men that pursue you for quality dates. And the importance of going on quality dates is to show you that the relationship is going to be built on quality. And I'm going to do a little exercise with you guys here. If you've been in a relationship or a situationship, if you've basically been intimately involved with a gentleman and it didn't work out well, I guarantee that when it first started, it was a mess. It's either he didn't take you on quality dates, it's either that he took you for granted at the beginning, it's either he basically took you up and down. There was no quality connection from the beginning. There was no quality connection from the beginning. I guarantee, I don't know you, I don't know who is watching this, but I know this is a fact. And you can drop a yes if you can relate to this. That relationship, situationship, whatever the case is, that man that basically you all were together for years, months, whatever the time frame was, that basically wasted all that time, it did not start well. There were no dates, or if there were dates, they were hangouts. Or if there were dates, it was just random. It wasn't special, it wasn't planned, it was very routine. There was no intentionality behind it. I guarantee, I don't know you, but this is my work. That's why in our program, in Dating to Marry, we emphasize attracting quality men. And for that to happen, we work on how you can position yourself in a quality way. That's where we start, because, you know, you can't attract treasure when you are showing up like trash. Like attracts like. Iron sharpens iron, as scripture says. You need to act like treasure to attract treasure. Okay? The top companies in the world, the top organizations in the world, the most luxury experiences, they don't come cheap. Okay? When you are applying for a job at Apple, you don't apply for it the same way you apply for a startup that is just down the street. You show up differently. You show up with your best self. So trash cannot attract treasure. It's not possible. That's why with the Dating to Marry program, my focus is on making sure that our clients initially from the start, because I know I've been doing this for long enough, I know that if you shop like trash, you will not be able to attract treasure. There's no way you can tell me you are dating a quality man if you don't know how to show up as a quality woman. It's not true. And that's why I show my clients exactly how to show up in a quality way. You have treasure, but a lot of you don't know what it looks like. You don't recognize it in yourselves. You're not sure how it looks like. You're not sure what part of yourself is meant to be expressed in that way that showcases your treasure. And it's bringing a lot of trash into your life in the form of men wasting your time, men not clearly expressing their intentions, men saying A and today and B tomorrow, men wasting years and depriving you of that assurance of the marriage that you know God desires. Because it leads to doubt. You start to doubt, did God really say I'm going to get married? And that reminds me of one of my favorite clients. She was in that position. She's married now. She just gave birth 2 months ago. But when she came to me, she was wondering why she was attracting trash. Because this is a woman of substance. You know, she had an amazing job, very well spoken, well educated, very literate. And she kept attracting trash. And we're able to go through the process to make sure that she understands how to start attracting treasure, so that she was able to be in it. Within a year of the program, she got into a relationship with her now husband, got married, got pregnant, and is, you know, within a year of the program, she got married. She just recently had her baby. Okay, but she needed to become treasure. She needed to become treasure. She needed to understand what treasure looks like. And the reason I'm emphasizing this is because I want you to understand you have power in your process. A lot of you have given away your power. You have the power to choose the kind of men you desire. But a lot of you are not choosing. And treasure, you know, to take this analogy further, treasure never considers trash. Why will Google, if a recruiter at Google consider someone that has no experience, that has a bad reputation, bad character, basically is lazy. They would never consider that. That's not even a possibility. Why? Because treasure is, like I said, iron sharpens iron. So treasure will never consider trash. So once you learn how to date in a quality way, you would never consider a man that isn't giving you a quality dating experience, because you know that that cannot produce a quality marriage. It's not possible. And that's the mistake a lot of women are making in the faith. They are estimating value the wrong way. You're putting too much value on a ring that is actually just trash. That marriage, and I've seen that happen with a lot of women in the faith, you know, I've had conversations with different women in this position. You've entered a marriage that God never called you to. You've entered a relationship that you know is not in God's will for you, but it looks like treasure. It has the appearance, you know, but it is not. It looks like, but it isn't. So what we emphasize in the Dating to Marry program is really getting you to understand how to show up as the treasure that you are, how to show up as a quality woman so that you are naturally attracting quality men. And one of the ways to do this is to express your desires flirtatiously. So what I mean by this is, and I have loads of training on these guys. I've talked about this, I think, at least twice to my recollection. I'm sure even more. And you can find it in my other IG live trainings. You know, I have so many. You can check the videos that I have on this page. But I will say that you need to learn how to express your desires flirtatiously. It doesn't have to be seductive. It doesn't mean, rather, seduction. It doesn't mean manipulation. It means divine femininity being expressed in a way that a man knows that you are interested in him. You know, that's what I mean. And we work with clients literally in Dating to Marry, work you through the process of how to naturally express your divine femininity in a way that allows you to naturally attract men that can give you quality experiences intimately. And when I say quality experiences intimately, I mean men that desire to date intentionally, men that desire to enter an exclusive monogamous relationship that is leading to marriage, and men that do desire to get married and do want to build a godly foundation maritally. Okay, and one of the ways you can do this is to learn how to express your desires flirtatiously, because let me tell you, there are some things that your flesh can only tell you, your spirit cannot translate it the way your flesh can. Okay, so
hold on a second. Ready to date your own husband? If you are, I'm here to walk and work with you through the process of dating strategically and practically using scripture to vet the right way to step into marital alignment easily. Dating to Marry sessions are tailored to make your dating journey easy and aligned with your own unique marital calling. To become a Dating to Marry client, check the show notes for the link to apply to our program. Feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufalode.com. That's tolu@tolufalode.com, titled Dating to Marry Application. And I'll be glad to share the link to apply as well and answer any questions you have about the Dating to Marry process. I look forward to reviewing your application.
What do I mean like that? Like I always say, God also speaks through the flesh. I say that and I mean it, okay? The reason I say that is because we're having a divine experience in our human flesh right now. Okay, we're interacting in the physical plane. Yes, we're spirit beings. Yes, we communicate. God is, you know, we worship God in spirit and in truth. But we are also having a human experience. You know, our scripture says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So what you want to really understand about the dating process is there is a part for your flesh to play. So if you're dating men that you know you are not attracted to, and your flesh is telling you this, and you're saying, get thee behind me, Satan. That's not Satan. That's the Lord talking through your flesh, that this isn't who I designed you for, because you should naturally be attracted to your spouse, you know. As Adam was saying, it's flesh, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. He didn't discard the flesh of my flesh. So it's important for you to understand that as you're dating, so that when you are activating and you activate your flesh in the dating process by learning how to express your divine femininity flirtatiously. Esther did it, Ruth did it, and they were both women of faith. Okay, so it's important for you to understand how to use flirtation to your advantage in the dating process, and that allows men to pursue you for quality dates because you are inviting them to an intimate experience of getting to know you. For something to be pursued, it must be perceived as valuable. It must be perceived as attractive. There must be some level of mystery to it. There must be some level of desire, of attraction about it. And one of the ways you do this is through flirtation. And there's a unique art to it as a woman of faith, you know, that you need to be able to understand. And the way it helps you is it really helps with discerning. It really helps with discerning when a man is interested in you. It really helps in discerning when exactly you are attracted to a man and what you find attractive about him. And what I do with clients is we go through what I call my marital template. And my marital template is basically how I show clients how to be able to understand what their husband looks like in spirit, soul, and body. Every single client that has gone through the Dating to Marry program, those that are now married and those that are yet to be married, know exactly what their spouses look like. And that knowledge alone has shifted the way that they're dating men. It has shifted the quality of men that they're attracting. It has shifted, you know, as one of my clients said, within 2 weeks, she was shocked at the level of the quality of men that she was attracting, because we were able to help her to understand how her husband looks like presently. Because a lot of you are focusing on a future man that doesn't exist yet. The future man you are focusing on is who God has called you to help to come into existence. But because you don't understand that, you're looking for a finished product that has not yet reached that quality. And it's important for you to be able to understand how it looks like now. One of the ways you can do that is by learning how to express your desires flirtatiously through the dating process. They don't teach this in the faith, but it's very important. You don't find lessons on this in the church. You don't find Bible studies on this, but it is so important. And I remember when I started this walk with God, and I was asking him, because I was looking for, and that's how Fan the Flame came to be, I was looking for resources. I was like, okay, fine, now I'm walking with the Lord. How exactly am I going to go about this? Couldn't find resources. It's the Holy Spirit that put me through all of this. Because it's important for you to understand that as a woman of faith that is called to marriage, you have to understand how to express your desires flirtatiously. That is a natural part of how God made you. They'll tell you, no, it's sinful. It is not. How would I put this? How you use something is what would determine how its utility. Let me put it like that. How you use something is what will determine its utility. If I use a fork to shovel dirt, it is not useful. But if I use a fork to eat, it is very useful. So how you use your femininity is what will determine its utility. But a lot of you don't know how to use it. That is the problem. It's not that it is bad to flirt. You just don't know how to flirt in alignment with your faith. That's the issue. It's not that flirtation is bad. It's not that it is evil. It's not that it is manipulative. It's of the devil. No, you just don't know how to express it in a feminine way that speaks to your relationship with God. That's the problem. And that's why in Dating to Marry, we walk clients through the art of femininity. Okay, in that program, we show you how to step into your femininity in a way that is natural to you. Okay, it shouldn't feel forced. It shouldn't feel dirty. It shouldn't feel unclean. It shouldn't feel uncomfortable. It should be the most natural feeling, you know. It's kind of like if you love, I like exercise a lot. So I like running. I like going for walks. You know, in fact, my friends, like, if I say, oh, it's walking distance, they're like, how long? Because I can walk. Like, guys, I can walk. I like walking. But my point, what I'm trying to get at is, it should feel so natural to you that you enjoy it. It shouldn't be like, okay, I have to. And, you know, when we walk clients through this process, it's so interesting because so interesting for me to see the different expressions that come out of them as a result. Like one of my clients, you know, when we were able to help her to uncover her femininity, that's why I call it, because it's there. You just need to uncover it. When we're able to help her uncover her femininity, she not only started attracting a different quality of man, but it also translated into how she was able to show up in her calling. And that's what you don't understand. There's a part of your femininity that is attached to your calling. God made you the way he shaped you, the way he made you, your love for jewelry, clothes, hair, everything. He's using it all. Your femininity is part of your calling. He's using it all to showcase his kingdom. Everything, he's using everything, the hair on your head, the heels on your feet. So it's not only about spirit. It could just be the way you are dressed that attracts someone to the Lord. It could be that simple. I want you to understand the depth of why this is so important. That's why I'm spending time here. And a lot of you have been taught to hide your femininity from when you were young. Oh no, just focus on your studies. No, just focus on your books. Do well in school. Don't focus on boys. Boys are bad. No. And then you reach a stage in life and you realize it now seems like you are chasing the time because it has passed you by. To be talking to men, to be really understanding how to know the nuances of how femininity expresses itself so that you can know when a man is attracted to you for seductive reasons or because he senses substance in your spirit, because there's a difference. And you can only tell when you are tuned into your femininity. You can only tell that, okay, he's attracted to me because of lust, or he's attracted to me because he's drawn to my substance. There's a difference. And your femininity will tell you. And that's why in Dating to Marry, we make sure our clients understand how to tap into their femininity. It is so powerful. That's not even the focus of this, but I really just want you to understand why it is important. Why it is important. I'm not just saying, oh, flirt. No, I'm talking about flirting in a way that is in alignment with who you are as a woman. It's in alignment with the kind of man that you desire. That is in alignment with the calling that God has placed in your life. Right? And you know, this client I was talking about, and I kind of wandered off, she started a whole different aspect of her calling opened up to her through the program. She's already, you know, working with a client. She's already connecting with men in the quality. The other day, she was telling me the caliber of men she's now connecting with is shocking her, you know, because she's uncovered a different level of herself. So there's power in your femininity, and it's important for you to be able to express your desires flirtatiously. Okay? And your femininity will help you as you discern. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And let me drop another thing here. Part of the reason you're struggling to attract men that want to give you quality experiences, part of the reason you keep attracting men that like to waste your time, that aren't taking you seriously, is because you are descending out of your masculinity. Okay? You are leading with what you don't want. I don't want sex before marriage. Don't call me after 10 p.m. Don't talk to me. I don't know what's another example. Don't talk to me on weekends. I'm only available at so and so time. That is the language of boundaries. That is what you are speaking. You are speaking a language of boundaries and barriers. So do not be surprised if after that they just go away. It's not because you said you're not having sex. It's not because you said don't. It's because you are communicating that you are not available. That's actually what you are communicating, in case you're not aware. You need to learn the language of attraction. The language of desire. And you know, I was telling a client this point. Dating is about desire. And the route to marriage is dating. Dating is literally the road. You don't just jump into a marriage. At least, I wouldn't advise it. You go through a courtship. You go through the route of dating. It is very important that you understand that. So you can't avoid dating and hope. It's like saying you want to get to a destination without entering, without going anywhere. You somehow want to appear in London without leaving your apartment in New York. How? Like how? I really want you guys to understand. Like how? How are you going to do it? No amount of prayer, fasting will make you appear in London from New York. No amount of faith. Because that is not how that vehicle will work in that situation. And that's what a lot of you don't understand. You pray from now till tomorrow. You fast from now till tomorrow. But you don't understand that faith requires deeds. That is part of the equation. James 2:26, faith without deeds is dead. That's what scripture says. That's a scripture. So right now, you're expressing a language of boundaries. You're discerning out of your masculinity. So what do I mean by that? You're speaking the language of no's. You're not speaking a language of yes. And God is a God of abundance. So all this no, it's scarcity based. So don't be surprised. Again, I don't know you, but I know that you've thought along these lines. And I'm going to give you examples now. You start thinking, oh, maybe this one is serious, but let me first ask him if he wants to wait till marriage. And because you lead with that question, the person disappears and you assume that's why. That's not why. Not always. That's not why. I don't know your unique situation, but I guarantee you in all circumstances that is not why. It's because you're leading with a language of boundaries. You're descending out of your masculinity. And when I say descending out of your masculinity, the man is meant to pursue. He is the one meant to be setting the pace. You are meant to be positioned. You are meant to be seeing if his pace is satisfactory to you. That is all you are meant to do. You're not meant to be standing up and trying to draw boundaries up and down. That's not your role. That's not your role at all. Where in scripture do you see any woman jumping up and down? Even Ruth that went to the threshing floor when she wasn't supposed to go. She just lay down. That's all she did. She didn't wake Boaz up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. She didn't do that. She didn't tell him, no, actually, you should give me this, give me that. She didn't say any of that. She just positioned herself. She was discerning. She was using her femininity. So you need to learn how to use your femininity as you discern, as you date. And it will make you unattached as you're dating. A lot of you get attached. Now, in dating to marry, we walk through a process that makes it clear how your patterns are playing out in your positioning. So what I mean by that is your patterns are affecting how you are positioned. I'm trying to think of an analogy that I can give you guys. So for instance, if you know nothing about planes, if you didn't know it was possible to travel by air, you will never explore the possibility of traveling by air. So if you wanted to get to London, for instance, from wherever you are, and you don't know it's possible to travel by air, that means the only options you will be exploring by road, by water, but not by air, because that won't be part of it at all, right? Because you don't know that's a possibility. So you have automatically made that journey longer, and you don't even know. Because obviously, from wherever you are, plane, air is the fastest means of travel. You will get there by plane much faster.
Hey, Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're interested in diving even deeper into attracting the right men, dating your husband, dating for the purpose of a godly marriage, Dating to Marry is the program for you. I work with you to show you exactly how to date to attract your husband. I'm going to walk you through patterns all the way to positioning yourself to date to attract the man that is right for you. I only work with 4 women. Make sure to check the show notes to sign up for our wait list. I look forward to welcoming you into Dating to Marry. Let's get back to our episode.
So a lot of you, your patterns are making your process longer. They are shifting you out of position because you don't even know what's possible. I hope that analogy got to you. You don't know what's possible because you only know based on what you know. You don't know beyond that. So your patterns have kept you in a place where you are out of position. It is prolonging everything. It's not a spirit husband. It's not your ex. It's not your last relationship. It's not your ex-husband. It's not the fact that you're a single mom. It's not the fact that you are in an isolated location. It's your patterns. That's actually what's going on. It's your patterns that have made it difficult for you to position yourself. And that's why I gave that analogy. If you didn't know that it was possible to travel by air, you have already put yourself in a position where the journey is going to be longer. I can't explain more than that. What this is a process in Dating to Marry that takes 4 months. So I can't explain it in 30 minutes. So I'll advise that you rewatch, okay? Or if you want more depth, you want more understanding, just apply for the program. Right? The Dating to Marry program is 4 months. It is not 4 months by mistake. It's 4 months by intention. Because I'm taking clients through a transformative process. You can't get, how do I put this? You can't learn everything overnight. You need to go through a process. You didn't get your degree overnight. You didn't get that. You didn't get your promotion overnight. There was a process. And that's why Dating to Marry is intentionally a 4-month program. Because I need to walk you through how your patterns need to shift so that you're in position. Then you can finally make sure that you're presenting yourself with quality options in men. And for clients, this happens before we're halfway through the program. Because once we shift the patterns, you immediately start seeing that your positioning opens up. It's like once you discover you can fly by air, of course, immediately the journey becomes shorter. The possibilities become a lot more. Places you didn't even think about going are now possible. It's the same way with dating. Okay? And then the next point I want to make is you need to qualify what kind of conversations you want to be having with men. You're not doing a very good job of qualifying how you have conversations with men. you're having interviews, you're saying, oh, I said this at the beginning, sis, he doesn't care, he doesn't know you. You guys know I'm very direct. He doesn't know you. What's my business with the fact that you want to get married this year? I don't know you. That's not my problem. That's not my problem. So how is that my business? I literally just met you. You guys are leading with so much heavy stuff at the beginning. Why would I care? I don't know you. I'm literally just getting to know you. Literally not be talking next tomorrow. So why are you telling me your life plans? How's that my problem at this current point? So a lot of you don't know how to have intimate conversations at the initial point of interacting with men. You just jump inside, you know, with the heavy stuff. It's too soon. It's too early. That's why you are always stuck. And we don't call it talking stage. With my clients, I don't call it talking stage. But because, you know, I want to make sure that I'm speaking in a way that you'll be able to understand. That's why talking stages are always, that's why your talking stages never move beyond that point. That's one of the reasons. You're just so heavy at the beginning. And you guys are just talking. You're literally just getting to know this person. Yes, he's asking you for financial support. I'm not surprised. Yes, he's asking you for emotional support. Yes, you know, he's promising you heaven and earth. Problem is you don't know how to qualify why those conversations are happening. That is why you are so easily misled by them. And that is why you assume what he never intended. And you get disappointed, you get frustrated, and you think all men are the same, and they are not. My clients are meeting men every day that are not scum. So you need to really understand that it's the way you qualify conversations that is affecting the quality of your dating experience. Okay? And then I'm going to end by saying you need to work on listening to how the Holy speaks to you, how the Holy Spirit speaks to you, so that you know what quality looks like presently. Okay, somebody else may say that looks like nonsense and the Holy Spirit is saying no. No, look closer. So, Dating to Marry is a Christian program. It's a Christian dating program. Literally, the program is based on the foundation of the Christian faith. But I like to marry practicality with prayer. Okay? I believe in action. I don't believe in all words, no action. Like, the program is very action-oriented. The reason I mention this right now is because in as much as it's a Christian program, I make sure that you are in a position where you can practically apply Christian principles. I don't believe that's taught enough. And that's a major part of the problem as to why there is this real struggle in the faith to have quality relationships. Because there is no teaching around practical application. Okay? There's little to no teaching. So that's why it's important, because the Holy Spirit is the teacher. So it's important to know how he speaks to you so you can easily identify what quality for you looks like presently. That requires spiritual discernment. Because the Spirit can always see the farthest. I know you've had these experiences where you know something is off. You don't know what, but your spirit is telling you something is off. Because your spirit has seen it. It's too far for your flesh to understand. But it's close enough for your spirit to be able to prompt you that something is wrong. So you need to learn how to tap into that more. And what we do in our program is show you how to know when God is speaking to you. Okay? So clients that go through the program have come out with a stronger relationship with God, so that they are not going from pillar to post looking for pastors, peers, mentors to tell them, should I marry, should I not? No. They have, you know, the dating to marry process shows you how to develop that relationship with God so you can hear by yourself and you can be able to discern exactly what God is telling you about the men that he is bringing your way. Okay, so how our program works is very simple. How dating to marry works is very simple. We're going to be working on one aspect is we focus on your positioning, which I've spent, what I say, a bit of time. You know, because when you want a man to pursue you, you have to be positioned. right? So think about organizations. They choose strategic locations. Think about Apple, Google, Microsoft, Starbucks, McDonald's, Tiffany's, just Louis Vuitton, Chanel. They choose, just think about any mass brand or well-known brand. They purposely choose their locations. They don't just say, let's just open here. No, they do their research. They check where their clientele are based. They check the area. Does it fit into the demographic they are trying to attract? You know, is it easily accessible to their target audience, their target market? Is it a space that is conducive to the kind of image they are trying to present? That's positioning. It's the same way with dating. For you to be pursued for quality dates by quality men, it is important that you are positioned for that. You cannot see a Chanel store in the ghetto, because what is it doing there? That's not the image, that's not the audience, that's not the market. It's the same way, your positioning needs to shift for you to start getting quality dates and start naturally attracting quality men. And Dating to Marry, we focus on your positioning so that we can break down how you're attracting men. I can walk you through the different stages of dating, because there are stages to it. How you can shift your femininity to reflect the quality and caliber of men that you desire to attract. And so that you can learn the art of flirtation. Clients go through our program, come out, you know, even before they come out, within a month, talking to multiple quality men. These are clients that are single. These are clients that are divorced. These are clients that are single moms. These are clients that, you know, have never been married, but all fantastic, quality, corporate Christian women that desire a godly home. I'm trying to explain to you that it doesn't matter what your experience is. Positioning will change the way you experience dating. If you just move, it's kind of like if I sit here now, my perspective is in this direction. But if I shift, I'm going to see in this direction. So for some of you, you just need to just move. That's all. But the problem is you don't even know that. And that's why in the program we walk through that process. So if you feel called to join Dating to Marry, you know, if this is a program that speaks to your spirit, you really want to learn and get into how you can start attracting quality men, how you can start having quality dating experiences so that you can step into the marriage God desires for you. You want to start dating in a way that makes you attractive to the right men. You can apply for the program. You can send me a DM saying ready, and I'll share a link. It's just a link that you just need to fill a form. And then through that form, I'll know exactly how I can help you. So the link just will take you to a form. You fill the form and I know what your current dating process is and how I can assist you. And we can see if you're the right fit for Dating to Marry. But I'm going to go through. So yeah, I'm currently accepting clients. So if you're over 30, you're a Christian single woman that desires to start having quality dating experiences, and you're ready to do the work and invest in yourself on that level, then you can just send me a DM saying ready and I'll send you the link. So I'm going to go through my points again. I said go on dates with multiple men. I said you need to express your desires flirtatiously. Use your femininity as you discern. I also spoke about qualifying the kind of conversations you want to be having with men and work on what it means for you to be in position so that you can learn how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. If you're under 30 and you want to apply, feel free to send me a DM. We'll have a conversation. Okay, I want to make sure that clients are the right for Dating to Marry. So if you are under 30, just send me a DM. I'll have a conversation with you either way, just to see how I can assist you in your dating process. Okay, so yeah, that's it, guys. If you want to work with me one-on-one, you want to change your dating process and start attracting men in a quality way, and you feel like God is leading you into the program, because it is a Christian-based program, feel free to send me a DM saying date or click the link in bio to apply. If you have any questions about Dating to Marry, send me a DM as well. I answer all my DMs. Okay? Make sure to share this with a friend. I'm sure they will find it helpful. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.